Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So what do you think? A Grammy Award-winning song? I don't know. It'll serve to introduce Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. And Robbie, I'm going to ask you for a snook report this morning. I got word that an acquaintance of mine, his wife, caught a snook in the midst of go fishing out of your marina. How many times has that happened? How many times has that happened? Can you remember?
I tell you, Don, look, I've been here 56 years. I have never, ever seen a snook caught in this area ever. Now, I was reading, I know the guy, Scott Reed, his wife Nicole caught it. He's from Bay Minette, Alabama. He's, a matter of fact, he's the guy that brought the wings, the turkey wings to Wingbone to make turkey calls.
I met him in the Dove Field earlier this year. Yeah. We were dunting doves at the
same place. Yes, you did. All right. Well, his wife, his pretty little wife, Nicole, caught that fish in the Mystico down here by, I think, by Bayou Gallego, if I'm not mistaken. I've been here my whole entire life, never seen it before, but strange things have happened. I tell you, now, I was reading the comments because he posted on Facebook. One of these guides out of Venice said that they catch them every once in a blue moon out the mouth of the river somewhere, around the mouth of the river. Now, if that's true or not, I don't know. I've never seen it here. So, you know, and we're a little bit further. And listen, before the Mr. Go was blocked off and we had, you know, 16 parts of 1,000, 20 parts of 1,000 here at Shell Beach, I still never saw it. So, I don't know where this fish came from, but he was a loner, I guess, and he swam his way in here and got caught. But she did release it. She did release it. So it did go back to the water. So they decided not to keep it. So, but I think, I tell you the truth, Don, I don't even know if there's any rules for that in the state of Louisiana, because it's a fish we don't have.
It's not listed on our regulations at all, and there have been a handful of them I can remember caught, as you mentioned, down lower Venice. They come from Florida. They're very prolific. It's a very popular fish that people fish for in the shallow flats over there in Florida. But here in Louisiana, I don't know. They're welcome. They can come join all the other stuff we got. Speaking of, I had one of our listeners, Lafitte LT, made a trip down there. And, man, he sent me some pictures of a nice haul of a mixed catch, trout, reds, some sheephead he picked up down there. Has that been the ticket all week?
Yes, it has. And you know, Don, we had a big front come through earlier in the week. And, you know, it was, I mean, it was howling here. It was 30, 40 mile an hour winds, northwest. Water was dead low, but that has changed. So now we have east winds again, east-northeast winds. It's about 13 miles an hour here at the marina this morning. 10 to 13, you know, it's fluctuating, but it's not really that bad. My kids yesterday, I even tagged you in it yesterday, they went out. My two nephews went out yesterday evening, and they went and fished up behind Bayou Sioux, going towards Pete's Lagoon and cut off back that area. And they limited out on speckled trout yesterday, and they put some, you know, some sheephead and some other stuff in the boat along with it. So, you know, we all look for these weekends, Don, to come fishing, and I think, you know, and the perfect weekend. And we don't hardly ever get a perfect weekend. And I'm not going to say that this weekend's going to be perfect, but it's going to be as close as you're going to get to perfect, you know, to go out here and do some great fishing. Water temperatures at 58 degrees this morning, they're catching fish. And if anywhere you like to go in your fall fishing spots, this weekend is going to be it. Over here in Hopedale Lagoon area, beautiful fish. Back over in the Biloxi Marsh, beautiful fish. Along the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne, plenty of redfish. I had a friend of ours went yesterday on the eastern shoreline by Bayou Pedro and fishing the rocks over there. They had the wind to their back, so they did fish along the rocks there, and it was calm, and they did catch. They limited out on redfish. It's as good as you're going to get it. So our tanks are full of live bait, so if you coming down here to fish this week, you know, today or tomorrow or Monday or whatever, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We got everything you want here, and food trailer will be open in a little while. So, I mean, that'll be gone. You get some lunch when you come in. So, you know, our stage is set. We're ready for you to come on down and come on out here and enjoy your weekend.
I got it. Robbie, if I'm not mistaken, he caught those fish in the afternoon. He made an afternoon trip. I think between 1 and 4 he limited out.
That's exactly correct. They got finished catching bait, and there was nothing going on here, so they decided to jump in the boat and go see if they'd catch some fish. And they did. They did very well for, you know, the little bit of time that they had to fish. So, like I said, they went behind up that cutoff lagoon area back there, and they did very well. They put 45 in the boat, and, you know, no throwbacks, Don. You know, we were talking about – that's something I also wanted to mention. You know, we were talking about all these throwbacks earlier in the season and, you know, in the fall. I still don't believe that these fish went from 12 and 7/8 to 14 inches that quick. I think that it's migrated fish that came in, you know, but where's all the throwbacks now? So, and I'm not saying you're not going to catch any, because you're still going to catch some, but it's, you know, it seems like now, even the fish over in the Hopedale Lagoon side, had two kayakers come out, and they went and fished up in Hopedale Lagoon back there, and the fish went from 14 to 19 inches. And she said, and the guy and the lady, and, you know, he said no throwbacks, not one throwback. So, and I'm not hearing the complaining about the throwbacks that I was hearing 3 weeks ago or a month ago, you know. So, you know, things did change, and I think we did get that migration of fish that, you know, finally came in. But I tell you, we'll take it. Whatever it is, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be, and we'll take it and let it go like that. I mean, they got, you know, if they want to run from 14 to 19 inches, that's what everybody wants. Look, go get them.
Go get them. That's absolutely right. Well, glad the winter time. Looks like we got a good winter time fishing season ahead of us, and everybody needs to get out and get them some. Thanks for the report, right, as always, Robbie, and keep an eye out for any more snook, okay?
Yeah. We're going to do that. And look, plenty of sheephead on the long rock, so if anybody wants to go out there and do that, that's happening out there, too. So, all right, Don, talk to you next Saturday, buddy.
Yes,
talk
sir.
To you later.
There he goes. Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. Yeah, those sheephead, great for a big family Christmas fish fry.